Blog Talk Radio.
Come on in.
We're located at 3998 East 71st Street in the beautiful city of Cleveland, Ohio, 44105 in our zip code. You may reach us at 216-538-0432, or you may email us at pocc.lrmg@gmail.com.
Amen.
Amen. How many ready to bless the Lord on today?
Amen.
You know, I think about lifting up my hands on today and just giving him some worship.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise before we even begin to pray. And we heard the songs, and it's time to pray.
Yeah.
It's praying time. I hope that you have broken up your fallow ground in your heart. All that stoniness that's in your heart. It's time to let it go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. God wants to plant something into you on this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I dare you just praise him just for a moment.
Thank you.
Lift your hands and worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And
thank you.
We invite you in, Spirit of the living God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We worship
you.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, thank
God.
Thank you.
Oh, our Heavenly Father, we worship you.
Yeah, Lord.
You're worthy.
Yes,
you're worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. Worthy is the Lion of Judah. You are our King. You are our eternal Father. You are our. You are our all. You gave us revelation of the all, Lord God. Yes, I tell you. All. Even in hallelujah, the all is there. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful
Savior. Let us go before the throne of grace. Father, even now in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. Your word tells us when we come in that name, Lord God, we shall in no wise be made ashamed. Lord, if there be anything in us that is not like you, oh God, we ask you to wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. Cleanse us by the blood of the Lamb. That precious blood which we do not count as a common thing, Lord God, but a precious, it is more precious than rubies, Lord God. But the life is in the blood.
Yes.
O Lamb of God, we glorify you. We lift up your name. Now, you said if you be lifted up, Lord Jesus, you will draw all men unto yourself. Oh God, thank you for the draw. You are our great God and Savior. Who is like the Lord? Who is like our God? Oh God, as Father, as always, we bind Satan, principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. For you told us that which we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and that which we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And we know your word shall not return unto you, Lord, but it'll accomplish that thing which you sent it to do. Oh God, we're thinking that everything said, done, sung, shall be done according to your will and your purpose. We decrease that you may increase. Oh God, we loose the spirit of deliverance in the name of Jesus. We loose the prophetic spirit in the place, Lord God. For your word says we shall all prophesy one by one and that by course. Hallelujah. And we expect, we have a spirit of expectation, Lord. Expecting that you would have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Do you need to increase even more? Spirit of the living God, come on in.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
We thank you, Lord, that some shall receive salvation today, even as in our listening audience. Some will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking another tongue. Some will receive the second blessing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that filling with holy boldness, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God. As it is written, we believe and therefore we speak these things. And we speak to every mouth right now in the name of Jesus. And we tell you to move out of our way. Be cast into the sea. And by faith we receive everything. Let all the benefits of the crucifixion, all the benefits of the resurrection, all the benefits of the ascension. And we're looking for your second coming, Lord Jesus. We want to be ready. Keep us ready. Oh God, you said not one of us shall be lost who is in your hands, Lord God. Oh, you said it, Lord. We believe. We believe, Lord. Help thou our unbelief, Lord. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit, you stronghold of witchcraft, you stronghold of divination, you stronghold of unbelief, you stronghold of antichrist, you clever high, loose your hold on the people of God. We arrest you in the name of Jesus. We command you to go to dry and desert places. Every lying spirit has to go in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every perverse spirit has to go in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the warfare. Hallelujah. Hey God, but you said you train in our hands to fight a skillful fight. So we're here on our watch, Lord God, waiting to see how we shall answer you after you have instructed us, Lord God. But we don't want to go on ourselves, Lord. We want to go in your anointing, Jesus. And at the set and appointed time, we shall go into all this world and preach the gospel according to your time, your season. Come in on this season. Lord, we're preparing, the whole nation is preparing for a Thanksgiving season, Lord God. A Thanksgiving holiday. But we know every day is a day of Thanksgiving with you. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying on that cross. Hallelujah. So long ago. Thank you, Lord God, that you took your life back again. Hallelujah. Hey, you said no man can take my life, but you laid it down for us, Lord God. And then you took it back up. Lord. And on that first and second day, you're doing miracles. And on the third day, you rose, God, with all power in your hand. All power, Lord God, belongs to you, Lord God. But you told us we could have a portion of it. But you said that all we had to do was believe and we could do greater works. Not in quality, but, Lord, in quantity, Lord God. For no one is like you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. You're wonderful. You're wonderful, God. Your name is wonderful. Wonderful, God. Beautiful Savior. Everlasting Father. Prince of Peace. God Almighty. Who do we have in heaven but you? You are the strength of our life. And you are the source of all our strength. And we worship you. We worship you. Make a decision. Who will you follow? Will you follow me? Will My heart breaks because very few are following me now. The very many have gone in their own ways, having teachers who are tickling their ears saying I am speaking, but it is not me. It is their own selves. But I am speaking to you, my people. I am speaking to you, my people. Follow me. Follow me. I am your shepherd. I am your shepherd.
Saith the Lord of hosts. Jesus, glorious name. Jesus, glorious name. We worship.
Yes, Lord.
Heal the land.
Yes, heal.
Heal the land.
Heal.
Heal from division.
Heal.
Heal from racism.
Heal.
Heal from hate, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Make us one.
Yes, Lord.
Make us one. Bless us indeed. Let us never bring a reproach to the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that you hear us when we pray.
Thank you.
And we cover this prayer by your blood.
Yeah.
In Jesus Christ's name.
My heel will reach it.
for how long my battles may be coming. One Friday night, I promised my mouth, if you would just free my little soul, I run. May be pain in my body, but I'll still run. And the one that I thought wasn't the one, the same one was with stumbling blocks. It hurt me, but I got to run.
You gotta run. You gotta race the fence. Come on.
It don't matter how high my heels get. I know my balance. I promise. What's Friday night? If you just free my heart,
change, heal up.
Give up.
No.
God didn't give up on you. You can't give up on him.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I can't give up.
Thank
you. He's been too good.
Yes, he has.
I have not made it to what I want to be. But thank God I am not what I used to be. How many know you can't give up?
Oh, yeah.
I can't give up.
That's right.
I come too far.
Thank you.
To turn around.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing like a little quartet.
Hallelujah.
Is there one who have a testimony this evening? Come on, testify to God's grace.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. people who will say,
preacher man, and this is what the man came in. The janitor came up to me, said, preacher man. I never told him I was a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
See, they will see.
Uh-huh.
They will see the goodness of God working in you.
That's right.
He said, preacher man, don't worry about it. You know, God will send someone to encourage you. And someone who's not even walking fully in the thing,
uh-huh.
in the thing we call Christianity.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It felt good. Now, he said some things to the man that I could not say.
Uh-huh.
All right? But he told me it's going to be all right. And as he told me it was going to be all right, the other young had to minister to a young lady I work with, all right? And she was feeling real down, crying. She didn't want to come back to the job. I talked to her, and I said, I need to get a card to her. So we're going to be believing for her to come. Her name is Denisha. Please, we're calling her in, and we're claiming her and her child.
All right.
Amen. We claim it. All right. In the name of Jesus. For Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, like I said, you're there. You're wherever you are, wherever you're working, you're there to be that light. And I know God's light still shines.
Yes,
He is. He's shining. The Bible says He is light.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that's why we in a war for the souls of men.
Uh-huh.
Let God use you and open your mouth to speak boldly about Him.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm glad you said what you said, that, you know, this is like a warfare thing. You name it, it has happened since I came here. In every area of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the day just was like hard. I'm coughing like I'm crazy. And I said, I'm just not going to go. Then I thought about it. I said, oh, I hadn't been in this kind of warfare so long. I forgot what it was like.
Okay.
There you go. I forgot what it was like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I said, I have to be here so I can testify.
That's right.
You know, so what God is doing in my life. And yes, this is different for me.
Uh-huh.
It's real different for me.
All right.
Okay. So, and coming by myself, that's really different.
All right.
So, it's like I'm doing all these different things in my life now.
Uh-huh.
And the thing I was just telling you, sir, that how events are happening in the church that I belong to now that are trying to make me leave mad. That devil's a liar. That's not even my personality.
That's
I'm
right.
not going to leave.
That's right.
I'm going to do what
right.
God has told me to do.
That's right.
And so things are coming at me, things that get me kind of irritated and stuff. I'm like, okay, so y'all going to act like this now, huh?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, because now they're not having it their way. I'm talking about the spirits. I'm not talking about the people.
That's right.
I'm not talking about the people.
That's right.
It's the spirits that are in operation. And that breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That breaks my heart to see it so clearly.
Yes.
It really does. To see those things. But God nominated me to be a seer.
All right.
And I got through without calling.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus. Open your mouth and sing the song.
Can't be cute with God. The rage, you gotta release it. Healing will come because of your praise. Deliverance will come because of your praise. Miracles come because of your praise. Give him the praise.
That you have anointed her
for such a time as this.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you right now.
That we stir the gift of God up in her, Lord God. We place a demand on the anointing of God within her. And we praise you. We glorify you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's time for the word.
Amen.
How many ready for the word?
Amen.
Well, come on with the word. Evangelist in training, Sabine Kromjak. Kromjak.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we ready for you.
Amen.
She wants to come out. She wants to come out. Okay. Wait. Mm-hmm. Wait. How many know Jesus will?
Yeah.
How many know that he will?
Amen.
I'm an old Baptist. How many know that he will?
Thank you.
they're trying to learn, they are seeking. So this is really good. What question do people often ask to us there, or even here, who is God? Whether you are young or old, we all have questions. I mean, in our daily routine life, we may have questions about what we will eat, to wear, or to buy. We may have important questions like about life or our future. But when we don't find satisfying answer of these questions, you may stop looking for answers. Or why do people think they can't find the answer of their important questions? Does the Bible have the answer to the important question?
Yes.
We ask whatever. We can get the answer. Some people may think so, but they feel that Bible is too hard to understand. And they may think that only teachers or priests have the answers. And others are too ashamed to admit that. They don't know the answer, but they pretend that they know everything about their religion. So they save themselves like that. And others who ask, they usually get the answer like, Bible is too hard to understand, even beyond your senses. We don't have that much understanding. So just trust the word of God, and you don't need to go too deep, because you can't. Nobody. Normally, priests did in our experience. We faced that sort of religious leaders. They said, oh, no. Don't go that deep. Brother, what do you understand? Normally, you're struggling. Thank you, sir. When I'm talking to him, he always says, oh, Spanish? See, Pastor, that's why I'm not confident to stand here.
that the Lord gives you.
Okay. Sorry, I missed the line. What do you think? We should seek the truth or just trust on our elders or priests who are teaching like this, that stop. So we should seek. As human, what important question do you have? Why should you keep looking for the answers? You probably want answer to questions such as, Pastor, why am I here? Why am I here? This is Pastor's favorite question. What is the purpose of my life? And what has happened to me when I die? And what is God like?
Well,
Jesus, the famous teacher, said in Matthew 7:7, if you guys want to see, then you can see there. Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be open to you. Don't give up until you find answers that you can trust.
Alright.
Yes, if you keep on seeking, you will find the answer in the Bible.
Yeah.
If you want to check in Bible, please read Proverbs 2:1-5. Please, Brother Marcus, can you read that for us?
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Amen. Amen. Find the knowledge of God.
Yes.
These answers are not too hard to understand. What you learn will give you your life right now and a wonderful hope for the future.
Well,
let's talk about one question that has confused many non-believers and sometimes believers as well. Because, as you know, we are living in lost and evil days.
Yeah.
And the most common question is, does God care about us? Or is he a cruel? This is another question after we explain them there is God. And then they said, if there is God, then why does he care about us? Why do some people think that God doesn't care about us and about our suffering? And they are living by their own. They are thinking that there's no such God. We have to fight our own way. So this is painful, and I mean, but many people think that God doesn't care about them. They feel that if God really cared, the world would be very different. We see wars, hatred, misery, everything. People get sick, they suffer, and they die. Some wonder, if God cares about us, why doesn't he stop all this suffering? In my personal experience, I saw religious leaders taught people that God is cruel. This is another thing. They said God is cruel. Why can we be sure that God is not to be blamed for bad things that happen? Religious leaders sometimes make people believe that God is cruel. When sometimes something terrible happens, they say, that is God's will. They say that he wanted it to happen. When they say this, they are really blaming God. If you think about it, they are blaming God. That if this has happened to you, this is God's will. Does really God want this to happen with his kids? But the Bible says that God is never the source of evil. James 1 verse 13, which tells us, brother?
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man.
Amen. James 1 verse 13, which tells us that God doesn't test anyone with evil things. It says, when under trial, let no one say, I am being tried or tested by God. For this evil thing, God cannot be tried, nor does he himself try anyone. This means that even though God hasn't stopped bad things from happening, he never makes them happen. Read Job 34, verse 10 to 12, please.
Therefore hearken unto me, ye man of understanding, far be it from God, that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty, that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. Amen.
Amen. Let's use an example here. Why would it be unfair to blame God for our problems? Imagine a young man who lives at home with his parents. His father loves him very much and has taught him how to make good decisions. Then the young man rebels against his father and leaves home. He does bad things and gets into trouble. Would you blame the father for what happened because he didn't stop his son from leaving home?
No.
Of course not. Like that father, God didn't stop humans when they choose to rebel and do what is bad. So when something bad happens, we should remember that God didn't make it happen. It would be unfair to blame God, isn't it? There is a very good reason why God has not stopped bad things from happening. God loves us. True? Agree?
Amen.
God loves us. And that He is never to blame for our problems. In fact, He is the only one who can solve them. And we can go anytime to Him and He can solve our problems. Why can we be sure that God will repair all the damage that has been done by bad people? Because we have strong belief that God is holy. Let's see Isaiah 6, verse 3.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Amen.
The whole earth is full of His glory. Everything He does is pure, clean, and good.
So we can
trust Him.
Yeah.
Humans are not like that.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes do wrong things, and even the most honest ruler does not have the power to repair all the damage that bad people do.
Right.
No one has much power as God has. He can and will repair all the damage that has been done by bad people. We will remove all evil forever. Let's see Psalm 37, 9-11, please.
For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be yet, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I have another very important question as human and as mother. How does God feel when people suffer? How does God feel when people suffer? Did anybody think about that? As something happened to our kids, how do we feel? And we can think that, how does He feel when something happened to us? How do we feel when our kids are in trouble? We can just lead them if they want. This is important. It's America. If they want. Otherwise, they have to fight their own war by their own style. How does God feel about our suffering? How does God feel when He sees what's happening in the world and what you are going through? The Bible says that God loves justice. We'll see Psalm 37, verse 28, please.
For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not His saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off.
Thank you. So He cares deeply about what is right and what is wrong. He hates it when people suffer.
Yeah.
The Bible says that His heart was saddened when He saw the world filled with badness in the past. And today we read the Noah's story, and we saw that God, they gave them chance to repent, but nothing happened. So you know all that story we are studying now these days. Genesis 6 verse 5-6. We can check a little more.
Okay. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. Well,
God has not changed.
All right.
Bible says that God really cares about you.
Yeah.
If we read 1 Peter 5 verse 7, it's mentioned here if you want to read it.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
For he careth for you. That's so beautiful thing. Such a beautiful hope. The Bible teaches that our God is the loving creator of the universe. Why do we love and care for others? And how do we feel about the suffering in the world? Why can we be sure that God will remove all suffering and injustice? The Bible also says that God created us in his image. This we can see in Genesis 1st chapter 26. We read not long ago.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really, really be like God. He loves us so much. He made us with love.
Yes.
This means that God made us with the same good qualities that he has. So if you feel bad when you see innocent people suffer, God must feel even worse, even he sees it. How do we know this? Bible tells us that God is love.
Yes.
1 John 4 verse 8, everybody knows. Everything God does is motivated by love.
All right.
So we love because God loves.
Yes.
Think about this. If you had the power, would you remove all the suffering and injustice in the world? Do you? Yes, we do. Because we don't want to suffer. Our brothers and sisters, wherever they are. Of course, you would, because you love people. What about God? He has the power, and because he loves us, he will remove all suffering and injustice. This is for sure going to happen. We can be sure that all the promises which he made will come true. But to be able to trust these promises, we need to know more about God, his glory, and his salvation.
Right.
We can learn all this through his given book, Bible.
All right.
Only that's the key we have. So we should do the Bible study in our daily routine and show God that we love him and want to know more about him. Amen.
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 Amen. Mom said amen, so amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I lift my head.